This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. More Coloradans are getting access to the overdose reversal medication Naloxone. Attorney General Phil Weiser announced today that $3 million from Colorado's opioid settlement money will go into a fund to buy the kits. Michael Miller is Opioid Initiative Coordinator with Jefferson Public County Health. He says he's a three-time overdose survivor thanks to that medication.
Public and vocal support for this fund has already saved lives. It saved my life. People like me shouldn't be sentenced to a coffin or to permanent disability.
More than 1,600 people died from overdoses last year alone in Colorado, but public health officials say wide distribution of naloxone is preventing the number from being much higher. Supporters of a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver have so far been outraged by opponents. The fight goes to voters in November. They're being asked if the city should keep in place a law passed last year by city council to ban flavored tobacco products. Vape shops and the tobacco industry have raised about $285,000, 10 times that of anti-tobacco public health and education groups who want the law to stay in place. Jody Radke is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, who want voters to say yes.
If voters support keeping the ordinance in place that ends the sale of flavored tobacco in the city, voters will need to vote yes.
Both sides predict an expensive fight. Well, it's the first day of the Greeley Stampede. The annual event features a rodeo, carnival, concerts, and parades. It runs nearly 2 weeks at the Island Grove Regional Park. A Longhorn cattle drive through downtown Greeley marks the beginning of the events. Some musical acts at the festivities include Ludacris, Scott McCreary, and Parker McCollum. The event is billed as a way to celebrate the nation's independence and Western heritage. This is CPR News and KRCC.